Good evening, everybody. It's just gone 6:30. In fact, it's getting towards 7:25. So I do apologise for the late start. Just straight to the agenda. Is everyone happy that I signed the minutes of the meeting on the 4th of January?
Great.
Okay. Done.
Thank you.
Any apologies?
Councillor Cook, leader.
Councillor Cook, thank you very much. Councillor Question Time?
There are none.
Oh, this is exciting. We have a presentation of a petition.
We do. See your good self.
Thank you, leader. I've got a statement to read out.
If you'd be so kind.
On behalf of the Cabinet and the Council, I wish to thank local residents for bringing this to our attention regarding the Red Lion pub in Sutton. Without local resident involvement, we would not have been aware of the particular concerns, and we now are. I've had meetings with officers who have looked into the matter, including site visits and collection of evidence. Since the petition was submitted, I'm aware that some work has been done to address some of the issues raised, and have discussed with officers what further actions can and should be enforced to further stabilise the site while the owner considers their next step with their land. I look forward to the landowner putting forward further plans that can bring this site back into community use. It's the last community asset in the village and can reward investors and residents if managed well. Meanwhile, the council has a duty to use our powers to enforce on any legitimate issues that arise on the site, and we will continue to work with the residents to facilitate this.
Thank you very much, Councillor Reid. And we move on. The pulse of cabinet members. A, it's the environment portfolio, and Councillor Pogue.
Thank you, leader. And I refer to page 4 of the agenda, proposals for increasing fixed penalty notice charges. I'll just give a brief summary. As we know, the council is determined to improve the quality of life of our residents by ensuring that the borough is a clean and attractive place in which to live and work. Indeed, this aim is reflected in our corporate objectives. With this in mind, the proposal seeks Cabinet's approval to increase the level of fines attached to fixed penalty notices for environmental crimes. These include littering, fly tipping, and graffiti. We anticipate that the increases will deter people from causing harm to public places and spaces, and ensure that those who do harm will face tougher consequences. As you can see from the report, there are early payment provisions that strike a balance between deterrence and proportionality. The monies from fines will continue to be ring-fenced and used to support environmental projects, including support of community groups. And finally, the current reward scheme in relation to reporting of dog fouling will be expanded to include reporting of fly tipping. I believe, reader, the proposals will be welcomed by residents, as evidenced by the response on social media to the recent press release announcing these proposals. Thank you, leader.
Thank you, Councillor Fulton. Any comments on the report? Councillor Pearce.
Chair, publicity was mentioned, and I think this is absolutely vital. These are substantial increases. We are only following what the government is proposing legislating for, but it could come as quite a shock to somebody who wasn't aware that these fines had increased to the extent they have. I think it's right that they should be. I think it shows that we're going to be taking these matters very seriously, but in my own area recently, there were a couple of occasions where people had put stuff out on the pavement, and in one instance it was a refrigerator. The scrap dealer, who obviously took part of it, left the bit that they didn't want to deal with, which is the CFC part of it, and that's just lying around. Someone else had put a refrigerator out, almost blocking the pavement. And these sort of things could attract very substantial fines. I think it's only right that the public are made aware of how much it could cost them if they do this sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Yeah. Councillor Kenny.
I just welcome this, anything that deters this type of behaviour is welcome.
Okay. Everyone happy? No comments?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone accept the recommendation. Move on. Okay. And the next item is the garden waste processing contract. Councillor Borden again.
Thank you, Leader. I think we're on page 9 of the agenda this time, garden waste processing. As Cabinet is aware, the Borough Council is the waste collection authority, but currently also deals with the disposal of garden waste via an agreement with a local composting contractor. We should note that this disposal involves the composting and onward use of the compost for soil improvements. From February of this year, on expiry of our agreement with the contractor, we propose that the County Council, as the Waste Disposal Authority, take on from us the contractual management of the disposal of the garden waste, which has been collected by Veolia. The report seeks Cabinet approval for that change, and an agreement made between the Borough Council and the County Council such that the County Council will compensate the Borough Council for a period of 1 year for the removal of remaining garden waste credits. It should be noted that such credits have reduced over recent years and from 2025 are anyway likely to cover costs only. There are benefits to this initiative. Notably, it's the significant risk of future costs outstripping future recycling credits. Also, that staff at Borough Council shares the disposal authority's belief that the change will assist in providing economies of scale and a more cost-effective service to both Borough and County Council ratepayers. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Borden. Any comments on the report?
Just a comment that throughout this report it refers to disposal of the green waste, but I understand that I've been assured that it is that they will be composting this green waste in the same way that it has been previously, and on that basis I'm happy to approve it. If it were anything else, I would be concerned. But, yes.
Thank you for that.
I mean, I can give that reassurance. It's composting, and compost is sold for onward use and for soil improvement.
That's good. Thank you. Any other comments? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation? Thank you very much. Next item is the ledger portfolio, and it's Ensign Lane Stone. It's Councillor Pardassi.
Thank you, Leader. This report is to consider the allocation of £400,000 of Section 106 money to Stone Hockey and Rugby Club, and that is towards the provision of upgrades of existing grass areas, grass pitch construction, and the upgrade costs of a new clubhouse and changing rooms. Stone Hockey Club have agreed to a merger with Stone Rugby Club at their Ensign Lane site on condition that Stone Rugby Club invest the £400,000 into the newly formed Stone Hockey and Rugby Club. The merger of the two clubs has been approved by England Hockey and England Rugby, and without this investment, the merger will fail to go through and Stone Rugby Club will have to find a new venue. It's important, Leader, to note that the £400,000 is specifically for a sports contribution of this site, and the Section 1 agreement, a Section 106 agreement, doesn't allow for it to be used elsewhere. And if I can add, please, that a member of public has raised some comments and concerns about the contents of this report, and they might require further investigation.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Pardassi. Councillor Pearce.
I'd like to propose that the report be approved and delegated authority given to the cabinet member to proceed with this, subject to the complaint that's been raised being investigated.
Okay, is that seconded? Okay, that's Councillor Kenny. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, everyone happy with that? Happy to do that? Yep. Okay. Councillor Hull.
Yeah, as a resident of Stone, I'm always delighted to see that we're offering hockey as well as rugby. These two clubs really promote themselves. They've always got a programme out for very small children to go along there and play. I know my son played hockey until he was 17, and it was great when he came home and he had his tooth knocked out and he had his ear bitten off playing rugby. So he went on to play hockey and equally got the same kind of injuries. But we are fortunate, and I wholeheartedly support that.
Thank you. Everyone's happy with the proposals and move on. Thank you very much. The next item is resources portfolio, general fund, revenue budget, capital programme. And normally this would be the point where Councillor Cook would take us through the report, but I think on this particular occasion, obviously he's not here, and we wish Councillor Cook well. He's having an operation today, so I hope that goes well for him. The budget has been through the cabinet, it's been through scrutiny, so basically I propose that this will go straight through to council for the council's consideration. Is everyone happy to move that on? Thank you very much, thank you. There is actually one change we have to make. There's been an error pointed out, and that's on page 39. They're not great errors, but they do need changing. If you go to page 39 and look at the heading to start off with, the heading should read, instead of planning and regeneration, it should be economic development and planning at the top. And if you move down to where it says, I'm just read this along, reduce car parking income. If you look down there, it should actually read planning fee income. Is everyone clear on that change?
Yeah, happy to know.
Okay, fine, thank you. We move on that. Got that?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And then, finally, we're on the Webs and Ben's collection report. The report's pretty straightforward. The Councillor Cook has given me some headline figures here to inform the Cabinet. Council tax due for 23-24 year amounts to £99.2 million, of which some 56% was collected by the end of September. This is slightly better than last year's performance in the same period, which was 55.4%. Before we get too excited, and I can hear Councillor Cook saying this, do remember that this council retains only about 10% of the council tax collected. The business rate for the current year amounts to £50 million, of which 60.4% was collected by the end of September, showing an increase on the previous year, which actually was 55.7%. There are 9 irrecoverable council tax debts in the sum of £35,300 odd. This represents a 0.04% of the outstanding collectible debt for the current year. There are 14 irrecoverable business rate debts in the sum of £107,000, and these are listed in the confidential appendix. Now, obviously, we can't refer to the confidential appendix in public. If people do want us to refer to it, we would have to go into confidential. Councillor Cook now says, I now turn to housing benefit overpayments. The council manages the housing benefit scheme on behalf of the Department for Work and Pensions, who fund the cost of benefits paid to claimants. Sometimes a claimant will be paid too much for housing benefit, for example, when the council does not become aware of a change in circumstances until after the claimant has been paid the benefit. The council is expected by the Department of Work and Pensions to recover these overpayments from the claimants in all but a few cases. The Department of Work and Pensions will fund only 40% of the benefit which is overpaid as a result of claimant's error or fraud. some £113,500 was recovered for overpayment benefits, housing benefits in the first half of the financial year, compared to £67,442 of new overpayments. There are 10 irrecoverable benefit overpayment debts, totaling £60,896.11 in the confidential appendix. I will conclude by observing that the amounts being recommended are well below the value of the bad debt provision which the council includes within its accounts, in the expectation that some amounts owed will not be paid and cannot be recovered. I should also add that if we get further information concerning the whereabouts of any individual debtors, the council will pursue recovery action. Is everybody happy with the report as it's set out?
Good.
Thank you very much. And that, I believe, is the end of the meeting. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.